Welcome to the With the Will podcast, where to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark Arun with the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Hugh, and I'm the patron saint of sleep deprivation.
Yeah, I'm sleeping weird lately. I'm going to bed at the exact same time, but waking up completely random in like a 5-hour slot.
Same. I wonder if it is weather. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, oh, good. So I'm going to either have 3 or 4 hours of sleep or sleep too much. So, yeah. How have the past few weeks been, Dev? It's not picking up whatever groaning noise you're making.
That was just the...
Oh, silence of despair. Okay, fair enough. I thought it was a groaning and somehow it was filtering it out. So first, let's jump to Liberator. Novel chapter 15. It's nice to get Altea's perspective, because to some degree, anytime we get his perspective, it's like pseudo-serious, and then he will stay there and be trying to crack jokes. Like, does he have any requests?
It feels like Data. It feels like Data from Star Trek.
Yes, that's very much what I thought. Like, when it's asked, does he have any requests, he goes, can I get early parole? And also, Espeon using an evolution move to try to sneak around, that's neat.
Useful than he's been in all of Ghost Game.
Yeah. And weirdly, Betsumon trying to talk to Altea was weird, especially when they're like, and he was walking back and forth. It's like, whatever wording they used, I kind of went, was he really?
The pacing,
And then, yeah, it was a nice little chat. Lots of exposition, but it was integrated in a way where it was pleasant.
Makes you just want to go back and like reread things consecutively instead of just little bits every couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then for the webcomic, we jump to part 2 of episode 16. I like it starting with Arisa being frustrated. The standout part of, like, here's the thing. The story for Liberator is like very standard. The art and characterization makes it enjoyable.
Character facial expressions are a fucking delight. Also, when the chapter first starts, like, wait, did I skip something? And I had to go back, like, no, they just jumped to, like, right in the middle of...
Yeah, Liberator's done that a few times where we've gone, ah, I've missed something. And then it's like, oh, no. And then the emblem, I will say this, when the emblem popped Shumon back, I honestly thought, wow, they're going to do the evolutions immediately? That feels not dramatic enough. And then I was pleasantly surprised when they didn't. And then before we get the pep talk from Shumon, Hanemon gives Shumon a... I don't know why. Maybe it's because, like, Hanemon has such little facial definition. It giving a pep talk, I disliked.
Almost like a therapist, like, yes, go on.
And then we get...
What does this ink blot look like?
Then we get Nya Bootmon.
Honestly, the highlight.
I feel like...
Should be voiced by Antonio Banderas?
No, I feel like they desperately do not want it to just look like Pero. So I feel like they've gone out of their way to make it not Pero.
That's just Puss in Boots.
Yeah, because that's one of those weird things that people forget, and they weren't always widely available in the U.S., and I say that having worked on a few of them, is Pero was very popular to such a degree as that's why he's still Toei's mascot. So it feels like they probably...
Just the mascot, just because one of the earliest projects, like, oh, this is...
Oh, no. He had multiple movies. Like, he was, like, ongoing popular. And then at some point they went, oh, we're not going to run this into the ground. We should stop. And then they put up a giant fucking statue of him at their museum. But yeah, people love that statue. And then, did you like Mirai being surprised when Arisa included her with, like, people she likes that are there? And then we get the sweet moment at the end with everyone. And weirdly, they have Mirai walking off coolly, but Hanemon is not with her. So it's like, oh, is she walking off? Did she forget Hanemon? Is Hanemon going to rush after her? Because, like, Hanemon is still with the other Digimon. You can see them
standing there.
Yeah. So normally the card battle chapters don't suit me that well, just because I'm not interested in the card game as a game. They had a lot of story and character stuff here, though, that I thought made it work well, at least for me.
And also, visually, it was just actually pretty badass.
Yeah. And then run through of anniversaries. So first up, it's the 13th anniversary of Digimon World Redigitize.
I'm still waiting for my localization. You bastards.
I mean, considering they had to re-release Next Order like 4 or 5 times to get any sort of sales numbers, it feels like that does not bode well.
I mean, if they didn't region lock the 3DS, I would have been playing Decode.
I honestly feel like if we ever got a localization of it, it would be an emulated port of the 3DS version in some type of world collection.
Be okay with that.
I think a lot of people probably would be. And then 23rd anniversary of Digimon Frontier Revival of the Ancient Digimon, which seems to be one of the more memorable parts of Frontier to people. And I think it's because it's very easy to track the story.
It was self-contained. It wasn't Touchdown.
And then the 25th anniversary of Digimon Grand Prix, when it first ran at Sanrio Pearl Land as a theme park ride.
The most important anniversary.
I think it works well. It's a little short, all jokes aside about it.
It was very silly.
Well, it's wacky races, so yeah.
More turds.
Then the 25th anniversary of Digimon World 2, kindly known to most people as Not 1 or 3. Everyone's like, okay, Digimon World, that is where the ongoing world type series is based off. And 3 is really where Digimon Story is from. 2 legally exists.
2 was
a game.
It was there.
And then today is the 3rd anniversary of Digimon Survive coming out in Japan. It was a day earlier than most of the world. 3rd anniversary of that. Digimon Survive is one where we waited a long time. It came out a couple months later, like, yay, 500,000. And then we have not heard a single thing about it since.
Feels like Survive is older than it actually is.
Well, that's because, one, remember, at this point, we were expecting it 6 years ago. And because of the delays, they very clearly were never able to schedule an actual, like, Digimon Survive booster pack. So all we got were some promo cards. Because, the game got delayed so much, when were they going to be able to stick in actual cards? They weren't going to trust it was going to come out.
You don't want to spend all that money on cards to promote a game that's not there.
Yeah. And then, for something that will actually be promoted, we have Beat Break news. There will be an information stream on August 1st. And God bless them, it's at 8:01 a.m. on August 1st, which means it is Thursday at 4 p.m. for me.
I'm at work.
So I do not need to do what I did last time, which was, I believe I laid down in bed at 10. I fell asleep at midnight, and I had my alarm set for 3:15 or something for that stream that began at 4. And then writing everything up means I don't remember if I actually ever went back to sleep, but I was finished at like 6 or 7 a.m.
You were just in a fugue state.
Basically, yeah. And we got a promo in advance of it that shows that, in fact, I think it was last week when people were asking us about it, that we can see 3 more character pairs. One of which people keep trying to look and decide if he has a Digimon or not. And I've seen what I think is the most cope guess for these. So, Dev, you see the thing with the silhouettes, right?
Yes.
So we have
giving me World Ends With You vibes.
No. Okay, so we have Tomorrow and we have Gekkomon. Then we have red border person, and there's clearly some sort of Digimon sitting on his head.
Yes.
Then yellow person who I think who's holding an Eevee, and I think wearing a skirt. Would you say that's roughly correct?
It's either a pencil skirt or
shorts,
like tennis shorts.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have gray guy who we can't tell what, if any, Digimon's with him. Would you like to know what the cope that I've seen?
People, that he is a Digimon?
No. The cope's funnier than that already. So look at him. Okay, gray. And he has slightly fluffy hair, correct?
It's matte, isn't it?
And then look at his hand. If you look at his hand, there's something going on with his hand, right? The hand on the left side. A number of people to try to cope are saying it's Kiyoshiro.
That's sad.
That's some cope.
He'd be dressed a lot weirder.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think it was literally last time where people went, do you think we're actually getting a show with one person? We're like, no, it's just very early. We didn't even know anything. We didn't even know Ghost Game existed at this point. And in fact, the official announcement of Ghost Game, it was either July 31st or August 1st. So this actually lines up exactly with like when we found out Ghost Game stuff. So yeah, and the broadcast will have Mio Irino and Megumi Han. So
how long it might be, or I was not looking.
No, we don't know. It feels like it's not going to be long. Like, I'll be honest, I loved waking up for that one thing. It was like, oh man, how long is it going to be? I heard some
15 minutes.
I saw some mention that it might be an hour. It's like, at least it won't be super long. And it was like 15 minutes. Like, oh, fantastic. I will take 15 and done.
Go back to sleeping.
I don't think I did, but I will take 15 and done. So yeah, so Beat Break news will be coming, and technically we have a bit more. Is we got ticketing info for Digimon Expo 25. So they went over like what the big events each day will be, the times, and then shortly after they start doing ticketing via line.
Congrats to anyone who manages to win the lotto to get a spot.
That is interesting. I will have to check that later, as I must have clicked something weird.
Huh. Oh, no.
That is odd. I could have sworn there were responses in this thread last time I looked. I might be thinking of the other thread, where there are no responses in the how to help on how to apply for tickets. People must be posting the other thread. I must have lost track of it. But yeah, and I actually went through, I looked through their guide, and I'm like, oh, their guide stops at a certain point, and then just does not go any further. So then I start going through the thing and taking snapshots to show people what everything was. And that took way too long. But I did.
Suffering you do for this fandom.
And then Time Stranger updates. So first up, Time Stranger was in the new issue of V-Jump. They showed off the factory area. They showed off Volcanismon and Ultimate Brachimon. They went over some of the DLC again. I love when I look at the V-Jump page to see the little screaming Terriermon. Like, you know, I'm like zooming in to check like an image, and like, I'll zoom into the Ultimate Brachimon image just to look. It's just Terriermon screaming right there.
I love it. It's great.
Then at San Diego Comic-Con last weekend, as one of their booth giveaways, they had a Time Stranger mini badge pin set. I never got confirmation what you had to do to get one. Basic, but neat.
Yeah.
Then they did...
Honestly, I don't pay much attention to Comic-Con unless there's announcements of toys that I am not allowed to have because they were exclusives.
Would it help if they announced a horrible Transformers versus He-Man toy series?
Ooh, yes!
Check the With the Will Discord and go to General 2. I posted pictures of the first two, and I went, man, these look awful. These are He-Man figures, and they've just changed the armor to look like a few Transformers.
Oh, that's kind of...
I'll post it in the
chat. Somehow, more disappointing.
They really don't look good.
No. There's so much potential!
I know, but literally just like, oh, it's Skeletor, and he has slightly Megatron armor. And then Man-at-Arms, his armor sort of looks like Bumblebee, but not really.
It's yellow!
Like, at least give him the Action Master backpack helicopter.
I thought they were going to be, like, Transformers, but if they were He-Man characters.
Well, some people are wondering, my understanding is these toys are from Mattel, so some people are wondering if then Hasbro will have actual Transformers. Like, the Mattel ones are He-Man toys, and then the Hasbro ones will be Transformer toys. But we will see. So Sirenmon got her little preview clip. Volcanismon got a image preview. I guess a lot of people thought he was a fish, like the guy from I can't remember the name, and I worked on it. What's the name of the show?
Well, he kind of has like that diving bell.
Street Sharks. People thought that he had like the piranha head from the Street Sharks guy.
Kind of see where they might have gotten that.
Well, especially when you remember there's been a lot of small art of him, and not like you can zoom in. Then factorial area. Does it feel like this would have been better just called factory area?
Yeah. Or factorial now.
And then Lilithmon.
I was a little disappointed with that one.
Yeah, the Lilithmon one felt kind of bland.
Like, is it just me, or, like, did she kind of, like, come off as more, like, badass for the Cyber Sleuth?
Maybe. It's hard to tell because we're getting such quick previews.
That felt very blah.
Sometimes an image is a bit more menacing than, like, a short clip of an attack. And Kokuamon, who falls over.
That's how I feel right now.
And then over to Terrymon Assistant Lab. So the first one was a quiz about his favorite Digimon movie, Our War Game. And they were asking some fucking esoteric questions because they're like, we can't ask you normal questions because you actually know the movie. It's like one of them was like questions about the design of the egg without like an image to look at. And if he does well enough, he gets meat.
Didn't see this one. Did he earn his meat?
Yes.
Excellent.
He actually did. And then they did a Time Stranger one, which was a quiz. The quiz this time was him and the Terrymon Assistant Lab staff guesstimating what they think will happen in the game.
That was funny.
And because people did not realize that's what it was about, multiple people are like, staff says this is going to happen in the game. It's like, no, that's not. So a bunch of the stuff that they said in here, and like while laughing, people are like, they're spoiling the game for everyone.
Like, no, they're looking at a preview and coming up with their own crack AU.
Yes. And then, for people in the UK, Digimon Adventure 2020 is airing on Sky Kids. The actual TV schedule, I'm not sure of because I looked. But people in the UK who then checked said it's all on the Sky Kids on demand. They're not sure about the schedule. Like, we can see on the TV guide stuff, it aired at least once.
Okay, so it's like both and a streaming and also just like regular channel on TV.
Yes, although I think Sky Kids you only get if you subscribe to Sky itself, their TV service. I don't know if it's on others. I don't know how UK TV works. So, but yeah, it is on the streaming service there, dubbed in English. There was apparently some confusion because the TV guide says subtitles at the bottom. I think that means captions, not subtitled. So yeah, so it's all there. Let's see. We got Pendulum News. So first up, they showed the various mode change Digimon and new features. Do you like how the one gets like three newer mode change? The other one's like, hey, it's Ravemon. Who doesn't like Ravemon?
Like, he's purple.
Yeah. Then they're showing various stuff that's being added. You know, they have the cut-ins. They're adding, because the cut-ins were from the Digimon color, and also the Godzilla, but they're adding them here. They're also adding a feature so you can see the names of the Digimon, and they're confirming there are Digimon who you'll be able to battle who will not be playable, like Yifumon, who everyone assumed was one of the silhouettes.
There's just an enemy.
Yeah. Then also, they showed off the case. I actually like the case, and I like them pointing out that, like, at first they kind of wanted to do it with the original design, then decided it'd be a real pain to ask people to remove it to recharge it. So instead they redesigned it to be open at the bottom. They kind of redid the case, the box packaging design. Yeah, that's a decent looking case, and it's not super expensive, but although I don't believe it's been available in the US store at all. V-Jump,
love us anymore.
V-Jump also had a page dedicated to the new pendulums. And most of that's just art. And then still, yeah, and then not quite Pendulum News, but a little bit. The U.S. store for Premium Bandai got a big refresh. It was down for like a day or so, and then it came back up and been completely redesigned. And God bless them, a site goes down, comes back up, and has less information density always annoys me. Like, it is a prettier site. I'm tired of things losing information density.
Give me all of the information.
Yes, that is exactly what I want. I want information. And then a few days
later, I'm trying to purchase a fucking thing.
Yeah, I
need to know about it.
And then a few days ago, Premium Bandai Australia and New Zealand opened. So there's more Premium Bandai sites and should make it much easier. Although last time when they opened, they only had the premium heroine set volume 2. Hopefully they will have more. And then earlier today, they announced a beta for Digimon Alisson. Had sign-up stuff will be open for a few days to make... I like when it's not like, okay, we're going to pick 10,000 people, which they said, but it's not, you better sign up immediately. You have until the 3rd. I don't know if it will be a lottery or if they will actually close after 10,000 people. Be supported on Android and iOS, although I saw a few people with Android were getting upset about something in the specifications. Probably because they've been able to optimize it for iOS better. You only need an iPhone with 4 gigs of RAM versus an Android phone with 8 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. They also showed off a few screenshots. They gave various rules, and the website was updated with more character art, including some sketches of Tenkomon and Liskmon.
I'm very glad we finally have some sort of art of them, because the 3D model is really confusing.
Well, I was going to say, it feels like a lot of people, now that they've seen art of Liskmon and can judge it better, Tenkomon, are actually being harsher.
Yeah, it's like, it is just kind of a blob.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
I'm talking Alolan Ninetales.
Oh, no, yeah, okay. Yeah, it felt like when we got art of it, people would like it more. And instead, people are like, that kind of bland. And like, it's kind of just like you said, Alolan. But also, the head is very Garurumon-esque.
It also kind of looks like a Borzoi.
Yeah, it feels like there isn't as much excitement now that we... A lot, when we had the 3D model, a lot of people went, 3D models are great, but I'll wait to see what it actually looks like. And now we have art, it's like, not so good.
Like, this is a... downgrade from Kyubimon in almost every way.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I will wait to see final art, though. Especially when you look at Liskmon, this is not like finalized art.
Liskmon actually looks interesting visually.
Liskmon, you know what Liskmon reminds me of looking at the image? It makes me feel like it will speak like Rizzo the Rat. Like, looking at it, it feels like it's Rizzo. It's the Digimon version of Rizzo.
I can't unhear it now.
And then, card time. Okay, so we started to get previews for EX10, which is an anime villain-themed set. So first up, Tactimon. That is some nice art. I like it.
Looks fucking majestic.
Bit weirdly majestic for Tactimon, though. Bagramon, it's... pretty art. I don't have much to say about it, though. It's nice. I just don't have much thoughts on it. I like that Dark Nightmon's back-to-back with him.
I didn't even notice him.
Then we get Darkness Bagramon over the city with the Snatcher. That is the end of Cross Wars.
Cool.
For sure. Balmon. This is gorgeous.
This is a fucking comic book cover.
Yes.
This is some Batman bullshit, and I love it.
Wizardmon gets much the same style of art, which very pretty also.
I love the texture.
Yeah, it looks good. Impmon gets something a bit more basic. I like it. It does feel like it's kind of a downgrade from the Balmon and Wizardmon, though. It also feels like...
it's really good if they kept the same art style.
Well, yeah, the other thing I was going to say was, does this feel like an Impmon image we've seen before? Like, it's new art. Yeah, when you think
the most generic pose in existence.
Yeah. And then Kopipimon. And there's a little Savemon in the corner. At first,
I'm still pissed that it's spelled like that.
At first, I thought it was the Copimon from the 25th anniversary. Until someone pointed out, no, that's actually just Savemon. Kabimon, who is doing nothing and making his profile shot pose. Mienomon gets some really nice art, I think.
Oh, that is really cute.
Yeah, that's some good anime plus style artwork. So Lusamon's weird in that, does it really feel like it's from a manga?
It really does.
Like, I keep looking at it, it's like a color or like insert page from a manga. And then Lusamon Fall Down Mode.
Light novel.
Yeah, Fall Down Mode feels more anime-esque.
Also, I'm so glad that over the years they've kind of adjusted Fall Down Mode's proportions, so it's not like giant shoulders and tiny, tiny head. It's a little more proportionate.
That makes sense. And then Lusamon Satan Mode. Am I wrong, or does it feel like this is meant to be his profile art from a forward camera?
Absolutely.
I don't have much to say about it because, like, it's good, but it's also, like, exactly what you would expect for him. This is one that it feels like we might get parallel art for, and it'd be cooler.
As is, this is pretty badass.
Yeah. And then Greymon Blue. What's weird is I spent, like, 5 minutes looking through art, swearing, like, I swear I could see this image in my head that it already exists. Or similar art, that is.
I think it does, but just, like, not in less detail. I feel as it's taking, like, the same pose from, like, an older card.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then Metal Greymon Virus, we get him stomping on his foes. For some reason, I felt like this was going to match the Greymon Blue art. And it doesn't. Like, before we got it. And then Skull sat him on with some really great anime-ish artwork that I really like.
Pretty cool and dramatic. Also the funny little smirk.
And then a promo poster where we get early art of a few, but the only one we haven't seen yet is the Vamdemon one, which is redraw of some real old Pendulum art.
They've been doing that quite a lot lately, yeah. And I really enjoy it.
I can't decide if I would prefer them to redraw it as SD again, though. Like, they're drawing very serious versions of SD goofy art.
That's true.
And then Booster 22 was featured in V-Jump. They focused on Alphamon and Kyoko.
I still love that particular card art.
Then the Premium Heroine Set Volume 2 was put up to pre-order at Premium Bandai US and Japan before later showing up in Australia and New Zealand. So we got a few different themes. We got the human characters have a kimono celebration theme, and the Digimon get a stained glass window theme. And can we all appreciate that? That Enmitsu came back to draw Hina again.
We're very happy that they did. Are they the only one that
no. Hina has been drawn by other characters in art. They've just come back to draw her a number of times. There is some art that is not, especially when she's shown up on other cards. You also get a storage box and card sleeves. Your order's still open for about 2 more weeks. We also got previews of everything from the artists, so we already have clean previews of all those cards and the sleeve design.
Cool.
For card battle, we got to see a theme deck match for Booster Set 22. The themes were, just like showing you how to build theme decks. So overall, Cyber Sleuth, Eater, and Nokia and Omegamon.
Neat.
Then we had a Booster Set 22 unboxing from Digimon Card Room. Anytime they bring back any of the card battle people, it is much more appealing than the Yuki VTuber.
So much. Like, honestly, anytime I bother to watch these, I often skip over the VTuber.
Well, and here's the funny part is, 90% of the clips you and me send each other are VTubers doing stupid shit. And, like, that amuses both of us. This one just does not work.
Honestly, the model just looks terrible.
I feel like I could deal with the bad model if the English script was not so bland and acted poorly. Also, am I wrong, or do they always try to put the Yuki model in the same poses because it can't actually do all that much? Like, they have very, like they have a full 3D model, but they aren't doing anything with it. So one of those
The rigging is very limited.
Yeah, so, like, does it feel like a nicer 2D model would probably come across better?
Yes. And even I would prefer just like a PNG tuber where it's just like here's like 5 or 6 different
also flat images. And this is just my preference. Can they at least fucking fix her teeth, please? Her teeth are still skin colored. They're not white.
I hate how they're shaped.
Yeah.
Oh God, she looks like a pet. She makes me think of a parrotfish.
Yeah, even in chat, they're like, yeah, there's better VTuber models from people who don't do them well, or from amateurs. And yeah, the model lets down any attempt. Model script. It works better when they have actual people there for this, or at least fix the model, please. And then Anna Birth is getting 2 batches of products on August 1st. We get a Swallow Adventure batch and that Adventure 02 new key art batch that they teased a while back.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, these will also be at the partner shop on August 8th. The Adventure Batch, I don't really care for because it's all kind of like goofy, not anime-esque stuff. While Adventures 02 is all neat. I would like that matte more if it was in full color.
Yeah.
The monochrome, I don't dislike it. I just don't like it much.
It looks like it was accidentally left out too long in the sun and got bleached.
That's what it is. That's the thing. It actually looks exactly how you would imagine that arc to bleach.
Yeah, because the reds and yellows go first.
Yeah. Then the products in August, both batches of products will be at over half a dozen Kittyland stores, which we've been getting Digimon stuff in Kittyland since China. Oh, someone in chat asked, are they using AI to voice her? No, if you check the Japanese version, I think it's the same person. I think what they do is they translate what she says in the Japanese episode and write an English script for her. And then it's her doing her best to read it in English. And then they reanimate everything, I think, is what's happening when we're talking about
you. It just ends up very awkward.
Yeah, like you hear the Japanese, like you can tell, it like sounds personable and interesting. The model's still terrible, but like the person doing the voice comes across much better. And there'll also be a third temporary anniversary shop at the Nagoya Parko August 8th through 31st. There'll be various merchandise. The only Digimon stuff they've shown for sure will be the Adventure Ghost Game Summer stuff. And then V-Jump finished off with, they shut off the Sanrio stuff. They did a little beat break teaser. They shut off the O2 stuff we're talking about, and also teasers for Digimon Expo. Nothing super wild, but good teasers.
Yep. And then, on the merit sites I'm on, people are very excited about the Hello Kitty crossover.
The stuff here looks very nice. And it's been a few. The last time we got one was, God, was it Adventure's 20th anniversary about? I want to say we got one to start off the 20th anniversary, and then one around the end of the 20th. Yeah. At Wonder Festival 2025 Summer at the Plex booth, they had a full-color prototype of Deforeal Mugendramon MFS 3 mode. I love the 2.5 head designs for something like this.
Looks like he was a small dog that was chasing parked cars.
The way I put it is, doesn't it really look like a chihuahua that would be trying to sell you food in an advertisement?
Or like some small annoying dog with a massive underbite in a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Exactly. Yeah, the toy looks great. These have been kind of expensive. I doubt I would get it, but this is the one that's tempted me the most, having seen it.
I think my fave of the ones so far is like a mix between like the metal, like a tie between the Metal Greymon and the Skull Greymon.
I like them. I like that this one, it has a more consistent design, at least for me. Because that is part of the idea of the Metal Greymon one, is it's not supposed to be consistent. It's half Godzilla, half Metal Greymon. But I kind of the Skull Greymon, what I like, it's at times the Skull Greymon design is hard to tell. It's not just like a stylized Skull Greymon.
Fucking
love it. So it has the giant bottom teeth, though, which is fun. What I actually like, though, is if you look carefully, like at the top of the head, it feels a lot more Mechagodzilla-y the more you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that works for me. So I expect orders for this to probably go up soon-ish.
And be decimated.
And then poll time. So first up, the pendulum poll. 68.5% for Toho Braves, 31.5% for Sayu Warriors. Most people on social media were saying they were going to vote for Sayu Warriors, so you can see how well that worked out.
Yeah.
Not a huge...
Like, I'm sorry. The other designs just fucking slap.
I'm not shocked that this is the one that won, though. Where someone put it, is it not really shocked the Japanese-themed V-Pet won? I feel like I'm excited for 7. I would be more excited if I didn't expect the three silhouettes to just be the Renamon ones that it seems like we don't like. Or that just feels bland.
I like the designs more of the...
Yeah. And then the poll results for favorite arm evolution from the Digimental / Digi-Egg of Knowledge. And the winner is Digmon.
Lucky.
Not really any shocks here. I think the one shock is, I think I thought Searchmon would do better, but being last and getting 8.8% actually is not that bad.
a pretty decent spread, and
yeah,
honestly, they're all pretty good designs, like visually and everything.
Yeah, I have no issue with any of the results here. Digimon dominating does make sense, though.
Yeah, it's like that's the one that's in the series.
And then new poll time. It is favorite for the Digimento / Digiegg of sincerity / reliability.
Congrats, Submarine.
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like Tylomon's going to be like a second place.
Tylomon feels like second. I feel like last is going to be Orcamon.
Yeah, Orcamon and Archelomon is probably mixed in with there.
I could see Depthmon doing better than we expect.
Vmon one.
It's a neat design, but also like it doesn't really show up in stuff. Has it shown up in anything?
Oh.
One sec, let me check here.
If it does, it had to have been just like background filler.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a background in it was in the first Tamers movie. I don't remember Depthmon being in there at all. Do you?
We'll have to go back and watch because it's been a hell of a long time. And
yeah, I don't
I know there's a lot of aquatic Digimon just like in a couple of scenes.
Yeah, probably a crowd scene. Yeah, that would make sense. Then time for the potpourri stuff to start. So first up, Toei Museum showed off some of the summer goods. I always like when the museum gets new stuff and they're just showing them off.
I want to be there to purchase them.
Then the English Digimon card game Twitter has 50,000 followers. So they put, this is art we've seen before, but I still like seeing it.
They've made this a playmat before.
I think so. Also, then Kenji Watanabe announced he will be at Legends Expo again. This year it's in Philadelphia, September 27th and 28th.
Ooh.
I expect a lot of people to try to get to that.
Fucking live here. I didn't even know about this.
And then Animagic has announced a few different Digimon things because the convention in Germany is August 1st through 3rd. So first up, a Digimon panel on Saturday will have Takata, who's the producer of Beat Break, and Hara, who's the producer of Time Stranger. After the panel will be a showing of Our War Game with German subtitles. And the Beat Break producer will have signing session Saturday and Sunday at the Toei booth. Fun if you're in Germany. A few more pictures of Jump Victory Carnival, since that was a couple weeks ago. Megumi Han also posted pictures of her with the mascots. We have
suits
more...
are so fucking adorable.
We have literally 26 years photos of her at Digimon events.
She is a true archivist.
And then she put up art she drew of Gekkomon. Notice it was hard and she might delete it later.
No, don't do it. It's adorable.
Not beating those Sergeant Frog allegations, though.
Not at all.
And then card game social artwork of Close, Violet, and Arisa. The weird thing
is, just chilling.
So if you look at Arisa, does it feel like she has a Charlie Brown head? I take that as yes.
I can definitely see that.
And then reference book update of Nyabutmon. Now this really does feel like Antonio Banderas' Puss in Boots. The reference book art.
Absolutely.
Then we have an image of the one of the book off showed off their Crosswords corner, showing all the products on display. Crosswords does not feel 15 years old.
No, it doesn't. What the hell?
Then Masashi Harada posted some images of the Traveling Through Korea version of the Digimon Adventure 25th Anniversary Exhibition. I'm not sure if he was there or it was someone else taking photos for him. Also, did we get that SD costume wall at the Japanese version? I don't think so.
No, definitely not.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. And then trading card games, Kuala Lumpur Con has announced Kenji Watanabe for their convention October 31st to November 2nd. So if you're going to be around Kuala Lumpur, they've said meet and greets with him, live sketch and autograph sessions, and also some sort of art and merchandise. I don't know if they mean generically or art and merchandise featuring him.
We just buy him?
Don't know. So that's one of those things we'll maybe find out closer. Then Ayumi Miyazaki was a guest at Sana 25 in Brazil. He mentioned that due to flight delays and other issues, his trip was 48 hours long to Brazil.
Oh.
Yeah, so he mentioned, you know, sound check. It's been 9 years since the last Sana. He'll do his best. When he said he'll do his best, my brain didn't jump to, like, generic positivity, but rather jet lag from a 48-hour flight.
I get that entirely.
Yeah. That sounds horrifying. Then the Eliason demo was at Anacom Endgames Hong Kong. They've had demos at a lot of places. It's been neat to see.
Yeah.
And then just to point out the Digimon World 2 anniversary art again. It's fun.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I love any time we see the Digibeetle.
That is the only thing anyone remembers from World 2.
It's the only thing worth remembering.
Then card game art of Yuki and Winter dealing with the summer heat. Yuki
fucking
doesn't,
thriving. Okay?
Yuki does not look happy. Winter is like he's not even there. And then Liberator.
Freak of nature.
Then Liberator art. Usagi Bochi did a really neat image of Nyabutmon.
And it Tomo, looks really fucking cool.
And Tomo drew a recent clothes. I think this is a, like, here's the thing. I get why they drew clothes without a mouth in the comic. Like, they wanted it to be like, oh, it's not quite her. This looks more menacing.
Yeah. Like, the silhouette's a little, like, more flared out and changed. Not just, okay, we have red eyes and no mouth, and I must scream.
Then for everyone in chat, it's time for questions. First of all, someone said, what do you think happens to Digimon Liberator when Beat Break airs?
It just keeps fucking going.
See, I keep trying to decide if it keeps going or not, because does it not feel like everything in Season 2 has been, like, a run-up to a climax, sort of?
Hard to say, but the thing is, like, they're still running the card game, and it's still promoting and bringing people into the card game, so.
Yeah, but having an anime and then having new characters from the anime will promote it even more.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would feel less likely to say end if Season 2 did not feel like an ongoing climax to such a degree that the main character's barely been in it.
We'll see.
Stark asks, what is a rookie you think would make a fun and interesting partner for the main protagonist they haven't done yet?
Agumon?
Oh, I got a good one. This is a terrible one. Are you ready? Agumon Hakase. Just have an Agumon who, instead of battling, just walks around, like, commenting on things.
Only attack is, like, smack people in the face with one of those pointers.
Yes. Then someone said, I was wondering what games you play to relax and if you ever play any rage games. Games to relax, often we'll just do a few minutes of Tony Hawk. That works well.
Well, now I can actually play games again to relax, so.
I know you like Hollow Knight.
Yes, but I'm not necessarily playing that one to relax.
That's true.
I'm playing that one to just go into an extreme state of hyper-focus.
Yeah. And play any rage games? I do sometimes. Not quite to relax, but I will. Most recent one I had been playing, which was a bit ago, was... I always forget the actual title of it. One second, I have to check the actual name. Because a lot of them have, like, honey names. Get to Work. Where you play as a guy on rollerblades on his feet and hands, and you're basically Tony Hawking around warehouses and business places to get up and avoiding falling.
That sounds utterly fucking ridiculous. I will have to look that up later.
I like it more than a lot of the rage games because it doesn't... A lot of rage games, it feels like, you know, kind of giving you wonky controls and going, it's rage. This one, like, the controls all feel like they work. It just is a pain in the ass harder as it goes on. But yeah, I think that one's been fun. Some said when we're talking about SD art, do we mean standard definition or something else? SD art, we're talking about super deformed. That's where tiny body, big head. So, like, the figure of the Mugen-German combined with Kiryu. That's where... The proportions are basically as tall as that character is, it should be like 2.5 heads tall. So a big head and the body is 1.5 heads tall.
A good example, SD Gundam.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And then someone asked, you guys have talked about what if Beat Break was a shorter show since many animes say are, and they want to know if it was shorter, do we imagine they'd have another show to jump into right when it ends? I would say if they did a short show, no, they would not jump directly into one. Because it feels like part of the point...
I also feel like for Digimon, it's going to be a longer series anyway, because it's selling shit.
Yeah, I expect it would be longer anyways. Let's see. Next question. Okay, what Digimon from Liberator do you want to see appear in Beat Break?
Abutmon.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Syndrillmon do the move where like the whole army thing and doing the Ojo-sama laugh like in the card. Where we just see the silhouette.
Yes, that would be amazing animated.
Where we just see the silhouette of her in the sky going, "Oh, I can't do it," especially since my voice is starting to go. Dev, there you go. Yeah, that's what I would want to see. Okay, someone had two questions. These are unrelated questions, so we'll do one first. How do you decide to display your collectibles? Many of mine are in boxes and just sitting around while I figure out how to display them.
Mine has to do with, like, how much space do I have and how fragile is the thing.
Yeah, I'm used to not having space, so a lot of stuff's still there, even though I do. But I'm having shelves put by a stairway, so I plan to unbox all my little Star Trek ships and put them on shelves. So that will be soonish. Yeah. And second, the person wants to know, do we prefer salsa or guacamole? Salsa.
I fucking hate them both.
How are any of us supposed to trust you ever again, Dev?
I have digestive issues.
That's different from not liking them. That is, you absolutely should not eat them. That is very different.
Something smell awesome, but I will die, and I will regret everything for several days while dying.
Yeah, Dev, it's very different from, I don't like this and don't want it, and I can't eat it, so my opinion has to be negative, because otherwise it would be depressing.
Some things I don't like, and they would kill me, so, you know. It might fall into that, too.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, someone said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it disappoint you that the PC version of Time Changes does not get promo cards? I mean, the one physical PC version does. I mean, the digital versions don't have the promo cards because they don't come with anything. The collector's edition for PC does come with all the cards because it is a physical one. Yeah, and then their response is, but that's $200. Yeah, but, like, there aren't really many PC games on shelves anymore. That's not really anything Bandai has done. That's just does not...
Yeah.
The only market for PC games nowadays, physically, outside of a few out-off things, are the collector's editions.
Yeah, because a lot of computers now don't come with disk drives.
Well, a good example is I was looking at the physical versions of the new Scott Pilgrim game they're making. So, normal versions, Switch, PS5, Xbox. Okay. Deluxe versions, Switch, PS5, Xbox. The Ultimate Fancy Box, Switch, PS5, Xbox, and PC. Because that is the market for PC games now, is just on the super fancy version. And it's like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I want the game, and I'm definitely getting it for PC. And I wanted the fancy box of the first one, but do I want the fancy box of this one? It's like, $175, I don't think so. Like, here, I'll put it for you.
Like, how much of the stuff in here gives you joy?
Oh, yeah, I'm putting the picture for you and for chat. Okay, what here actually interests me? Okay, I do not care about the Game Gear style box. Game with reversible cover, that's fine. The posters, I actually like. There's two posters. Deluxe box with reversible cover art, whatever. Art book, strategy guide, that's nice. Tying comics, nice.
Always like
collectible coin, The figure diorama, sort of neat, and the soundtrack I really like. Like,
that's
I
don't, a really good too.
Yeah, but is this worth remembering that this type of special edition comes out so late that if you want to play the game early, you'll actually have to still buy the game anyways. Because this will show up very late. So, like, $175 on top of buying the game again.
Unless you plan to, like, torture yourself and not play the game for...
Well, that's the funny thing. Stark's like, Stark says, first of all, it's limited run games, so don't expect to get any of it. I've gotten everything from limited run, and there's been no problem. Anything I've ordered from them, I actually have gotten, and there's been no issue. There's been delays. Like, I had the box classic Salmon Max, which I think was a year and a half or 2 years delayed. But I do have it.
I ordered from the Limited Run Games, got canceled.
What'd you order?
I forget. It was a while back, but one was like Guilty Gear.
Okay. Yeah, everything I've ordered from them, I've actually got. I don't order from them all that much, but yeah, I knew Scott Pilgrim beat 'em up. I'm tempted. The first one was very good. This one's a completely different team, but it looks good. Last chance for chat to throw in questions. The last question I sent ahead of time, someone said, what brands would you want to see Digimon have a collaboration with?
I feel like this came up like very recently.
There was something about collaborations. I decided, eh, good question, might as well, especially since the Godzilla figure had shown up. Certainly not He-Man after seeing those figures.
Oh God. I know it would never happen, but honestly, the world ends with you.
I feel like Kingdom Hearts would be more likely. Does that count as the world ends with you?
Kinda.
Because they sort of cross over in story.
That is true.
I'm trying to think like,
What else would I
I'm trying to think like what would be like my real answer? What would be? See, now my brain keeps jumping to like what comic brands keep having crossovers. Stuff like Ninja Turtles and Godzilla are just having crossovers with fucking everything.
Oh God, My Little Pony.
Star Trek. It feels like the real answer would be something like an Ultraman.
Except, like, what else is owned by, or like, does a lot of stuff with Bandai in general?
Well, lots of companies do because, like, a lot of people are like, oh no, Sony bought 2.5% of Bandai. Bandai is owned by Sony, changed forever. It's like because that happened like a week ago when
A
people started to freak
specific
out.
brand, but like
No,
a cute
I
kind of
know,
like
I know.
gameplay style
But it came
brand.
up because people freaking out about this. Like, you do know Nintendo owns like almost 2% of Bandai, right? And it's like, what would they cross over? Because Bandai does crossovers with so many companies because they have business dealings with so many.
You know what? I have the answer.
But
Code Geass.
know what the funny part is? If they were to do one like that, the one that would fit in the best is Grace Novamon, design wise.
The best fucking nightmare frame.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think like, God, it's weird because like it's.
Okay, so give C2 a Tailmon, give Lelouch Black Tailmon, and give Suzaku Kurugi It'll be perfect.
What the problem is my brain keeps thinking of stuff like Godzilla or Monster Hunter. But then like when I stop and think it's like, wait, they've done Hello Kitty 3 times, they've done Miku.
They've done fast food. Lotteria.
That's less a like crossover collaboration, more like a store. I'm just trying to think.
Also, they made food Digimon for it.
Was it actually Lotteria in the show?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was a generic burger place in the show. And then like they played with it. Huh. I'm just trying to think like
We
what is
know
it?
Lotteria had like entire series of cards.
Oh, I got it, Dev. I got it. Ready?
Oh no.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
I would watch that. I would
Okay.
purchase the shit out of that.
Yeah, I think that is it for questions this time. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Ebi Bergamon.
Oh, fantastic! The YouTube panel says our audio bitrate is 0. Considering people are listening to us and responding, I assume they can actually hear us.
That or they're just hallucinating what they want to hear.
That is true. So we will. I can be found with the Will as always. We will be back in about 2 weeks, and we will have that beat break news. So we will catch you guys all next time. Thank you everyone for showing up. Bye.
Bye.